The weather is going to be beautiful this weekend. And while this is the season for New Orleans' oh-so-many festivals, very few of those are designed with the kids in mind. But this Friday evening, Ruby Bridges, through her foundation, and with the help of New Orleans First Lady Cheryl Landrieu, is inviting everyone, young and old, to pack a picnic, come sit on a beautiful lawn on St. Charles Avenue, and check out some family-friendly music at the unique New Orleans Children's Book Festival. And best of all, it's free.
It's held at the Ladder Library on St. Charles. Friday evening, we have a concert, the Greater New Orleans Youth Orchestra. Kids are going to play, and it scores to children's books, which is amazing. Kids and their families can come out, bring a picnic basket, a blanket, lay on the grass, and listen to some great music. That's Friday night. And then Saturday from 10 to 2, is actually the book festival where we'll give away probably 5,000 to 10,000 books.
I'm sure most people recognize the name Cheryl Landrieu, and maybe some know Ruby Bridges. But for those not quite sure why that name might seem familiar, and more particularly for those who've never heard it, New Orleanian Ruby Bridges was vaulted into fame more than 50 years ago when, as a tiny six-year-old flanked by two burly federal marshals, she walked into the William Franz Elementary School, the first African-American to integrate New Orleans public schools. In her own gentle way, she's been trying to bring communities together ever since. And more than anything else, she loves to do it through books.
One of the reasons why books are important to me is that when I think back to being six, my parents were consumed with where the next meal was going to come from. I am the oldest of eight. And during that time when I integrated school, there were probably five of us, even though I was six. So we were basically little doorsteps. But they could not afford to purchase books for us. And I still believe that there are families that are in that same predicament. And so for me, I would always get a book in the mail that came from an anonymous person. I never knew who it was. And they would always send Dr. Seuss books. And so Dr. Seuss books are my favorite children's books. I would get one probably once a month in the mail, and I was so excited about having that book that belonged to me, and especially Dr. Seuss books, because they were just the craziest books, I thought. But I loved the way they look. I loved reading them. I just thought that wouldn't it be great if we could somehow give kids books so that they could start their own personal library. Even if it's one or two books, it belongs to them. And it's something that maybe their parents can't really afford to give them. And so that in itself was one of the reasons why I wanted to start the book festival. And partnering with the First Lady was really the perfect person for me. She is the mother of, I think, five herself, loves books. It's like, you know, we think the same way. And I thought, what better example to have both of us actually work together to bring kids together? She comes from a different background than I do, different neighborhood. But, you know, we have the same vision. And so I think it works out perfectly.
So Friday night, gather up a few kids, bring your chairs and your picnic supper, and listen as the talented youngsters of the Greater New Orleans Youth Orchestra perform Twinkle Twinkle, a night of music inspired by children's literature. It starts at 6:30, and it will be over at 8. Then plan to go back on Saturday between 10 and 2 and celebrate the power of books. There'll be exceptional storytellers, puppet shows, face painting, and loads of free books. How can you beat it? And you'll still have time to go to Oktoberfest in Kenner. For more information on the New Orleans Children's Book Festival, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Lipman.